You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Finance Minister Nicola Willis is encouraging international supermarket companies to enter Aotearoa. Willis says an international player could help break up the supermarket duopoly and crack down on predatory pricing. However, researchers on retail and marketing say it will take too long for an international player to make a difference in the New Zealand market, and problems with the duopoly need to be addressed first. They argue the better approach is to break up the two major supermarket entities by undoing the mergers that have formed over the past decade. I spoke to one of these researchers, Lisa Asher from the University of Sydney, about this topic. I started by asking why she was concerned about relying on foreign companies to disrupt the supermarket duopoly.
I think that it fails to look at how the concentration that we have was created. And so without addressing that, I do not believe we will be able to have a successful third entrant, or sorry, a successful foreign entrant, because what we've seen historically in other countries, even Australia, large corporations that have had successful expansions globally can pull out of the market. And so my concern is we need to ensure that we are fixing the foundations before we invite others into the market.
Instead of encouraging this foreign investment, what do you think the government should be doing to drive competition in the sector?
Yeah, so I think the government needs to look at how the concentration occurred. And that was articulated in a recent article published in The Conversation and syndicated in other news outlets, that the concentration that we have has occurred over the last 20 years, which has taken us from, maybe 10 players down to two per island. And so reversing some of that, because those mergers did not give us lower prices, they removed competition, will assist in us being able to bring down prices faster, because the market is not competitive and the prices that people are paying are a result of no competition.
We have already had some foreign investment, thinking notably from Costco. Has this had much of an impact?
Costco has had a small impact, but the way in which they expand is very slow and steady. And so I contrast that with them in the Australian market. And they're, I think, at 15 warehouses now, and in a country that has a population of 27 million. And so I think that has been, it has been shy of 20 years, but maybe around 15 years. So I'm not sure that Costco is going to give us that other disruptor that we need, because it's their business model is is considered and planned, so that it remains successful.
Is there a role that the Commerce Commission can play in ensuring or monitoring competition?
Yeah, so, well, they're already doing it. They do monitor the competition. We have the Grocery Commission as well. They released a report late last year to say since the market competition study that was undertaken from 2020 to 2022, competition has not changed and the retailers are making more margin. So we've had the Grocery Commission come in, we're not seeing change. And so the Commerce Commission in New Zealand, just like the ACCC in Australia, they need the powers to be able to regulate a market and ensure competition. And the government needs to be able to give them those powers. And some of those powers include divestiture powers and the ability to break up or to reverse mergers if they do not deliver on what they say. And this is consistent with what happens in the UK and the US market, where they have divestiture powers, they use them, and those markets have relatively fair competition in the supermarket sector. I'm not going to talk about tech because that's completely different for the US.
What are some of the other barriers to reversing mergers, and how can they be overcome?
Other barriers to reversing mergers? Well, I think litigation, because you have to balance whose best interests it's in. And so we will see organisations or companies say this isn't in the best interests of them and New Zealand, but ultimately, of course, they're going to say that people can't afford to buy fruit and vegetables and meat at the supermarket. And that is really disappointing for a country that is supposed to be a developed nation, and yet poverty is increasing and it's going backwards.
And will breaking up supermarket mergers drive competition both now in the short term, but also work in the long term?
Yes, and it forces them to have to be efficient and to compete on price. But I think it's very important to note that if there is, if the government decides that they should reverse some of the mergers or change the market structure so that there are more company or entities, therefore they have to compete, it's important that it is considered all the way through the value chain. And so one of the recommendations that we made in our article for this, the start of this, was that Pack and Save, because they are so large, they can keep prices down through their efficient order quantities and take direct deliveries, whereas from suppliers, I mean, whereas New Worlds and Foursquare cannot. So what we had sort of very lightly touched on in the article was that in order for them to remain efficient, it would be recommended that they keep wholesale as opposed to have wholesale completely separate. And that would then allow Pack and Save to buy wholesale from the former company that they were integrated in to the new company that they're now in.
Is there anything else people should know about this topic?
The purpose of us writing the article was to try and remind people that the way things are right now is not how they were over the last 10 and 20 years. And so some of these banners that we've seen disappear, people will remember them being around. And it's I'm just trying to help Kiwis understand that this has nothing to do with them in terms of the prices that have gone up. It is a factor of poor competition and ineffective regulation. And so this isn't demonizing New Zealand, because Australia is in the same position. We've had ineffective regulation for both nations for quite some time. And so they're both trying to figure out what is the best way to move forward, because there are a lot of markets which are highly concentrated and we're paying excess prices on, which are delivering them monopoly or at least duopoly profits.
That was Lisa Asher from the University of Sydney on why foreign companies cannot be relied on to disrupt the supermarket duopoly.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.